Okay, friends, today we are driving the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid Limited, which has a base price of $28,550. As tested, $31,760. It's got about $2,200 worth of options on it, including dynamic headlights with bending light function, rear parking sensors, a nav system with an 8-inch touchscreen, wireless device charging, Infinity Premium Audio, cargo cover, BlueLink guidance system, and carpeted floor mats. It's pretty well equipped. I really like the little Hyundai. I really didn't have a lot of expectations for the car before I got it to test. Really didn't know a lot about it. I'd never driven one before, but I got to say it's one of the better hybrids that I've driven. The transition between EV and the gas engine is pretty seamless. It happens without much drama at all. Really enjoyed driving the little car. It actually handled better than what I expected. Really didn't have a lot of expectations for the handling. A lot of hybrids don't handle that well. I think that's a combination of them trying to do whatever they can do to reduce weight, which increases gas mileage, and also they frequently tend to have pretty hard tires on them. That's also for gas mileage, but this little guy did real well. I live up here in the sticks near the Sam Houston National Forest and drive some really curvy roads. As a matter of fact, some of the curviest roads in this part of the country. And so the little Hyundai really has excellent road holding. It's also equipped with a lane departure feature, as many are. This is one of the better ones that I've used. I drove another brand X car a couple of weeks ago. Really disappointed in the lane departure technology, but this car works very, very well. It has the wireless charging for the cell phone, which is kind of ironic. I tested a Lexus a few days ago that did not have that, and I kind of think that should be pretty much standard equipment in any car today. As I said, it's pretty well equipped. It's got all the options on it that you might want: power windows, power locks, cruise control, lane departure, radar, cruise, all that for a very reasonable $31,760. It is rated, are you ready for this, at 55 miles per gallon in the city, 54 on the highway for a combined 55 mpg. Folks, that is pretty doggone impressive. And I got to tell you, for the first time ever, usually when I get a test car, I drive them quite a bit and I run through two or more tanks of gas. This one will be going back to Hyundai in a few hours, and it still has almost half a tank in it, 217 miles of range left. The EV meter, the battery meter, never dropped below a quarter charge. And as I said, I'm pretty doggone impressed with it. My wife really liked the little car too, which was kind of unexpected. She usually doesn't like cars like this. She likes something a little bigger and more comfortable. We're looking at replacing our high-mileage 2013 Dodge Durango in the next few months, and we're looking for something more economical. The grandmas are gone. The kids are getting bigger. Several of them are out of the house, and so we don't need a big SUV anymore, and we're tired of paying for the gas, and so we decided we want something a little smaller. And my wife told me this morning she'd like this to be on our short list of cars that we're going to be looking at for ourselves personally. I'll have lots more details in my full written report on the Hyundai, but I think that if you're looking for something that's economical and reasonably fun to drive, it's certainly not a sporty car, but something that's reasonably fun to drive for a very good price, I think you could do a lot worse than the little Hyundai. The interior is very nice and comfortable. My wife and I fit in here very well. We did have our two adult sons in the back seat last night. A little tight for those guys, but I mean, they're both over 6 feet, and so yeah, it was a little snug for them, but they didn't complain too much about it. It's got a decent cargo area in the back. Styling's pretty attractive. Got lots of things going for it. Hyundai, I think you did a good job on this one. And as I said, if you're looking for something that gets some pretty great gas mileage, I think you could do a lot worse than going to your Hyundai dealer and trying out one of these. See you guys soon.